If Gary Davis could have gotten his way, there'd be no need for visas or immigration papers because there'd be no borders anywhere in the world. Davis was born an American but renounced his citizenship in 1948 to become a citizen of the world. His organization, the World Service Authority, has since issued almost 750,000 passports and travel documents to other world citizens, including many refugees and people like Edward Snowden and Julian Assange. Gary Davis passed away last week, aged 91. David Gallup was a friend who'd worked with Davis for more than 20 years.
He had been a bomber pilot in World War II. And as any soldier is required to do, he had to drop bombs and kill. And he decided after the war, one of his bomber planes had been shot down and he escaped an internment camp. And his brother was also killed in Salerno in Italy in a naval battle. And he was very disillusioned with the whole war system. And he said, I'm fed up with the war system. I was in World War II. I now want to be a part of World Peace I. So he decided to take the bold move of flying to Paris, going to the U.S. Embassy, handing in his U.S. passport, and asking to be given the oath of renunciation, because he knew that when we separate ourselves into tribes or nations, as we call them now, we can fight and kill for those reasons. And he says that we should, instead of fighting and dying for a country, we should love and live for humanity.
What sort of response did he get when he renounced his citizenship in 1948? He did it in pretty spectacular fashion.
Yes, he became world famous almost overnight. He camped out across from the Eiffel Tower in Paris on the steps where the UN was having its meetings. And he stepped into a session of the UN and called for world government and that if they could not do that, if the UN could not do that, to step aside and that the people would. So he became friends with Albert Camus, Jean-Paul Sartre, Richard Wright, a lot of the expatriate Americans and war-weary Europeans were supporting him. And he gave a speech, for example, at the Vélodrome d'Hiver, a large sporting venue, where there are about 20,000 people listening to his words and supporting the ideology of world citizenship.
So he spent much of his life traveling, interestingly, and sort of testing international boundaries. How did he get around without a regular passport?
Well, that was difficult at first. For the first 5 or 6 years after renouncing his U.S. citizenship, he had nothing. And he was always being stopped by border officials or government officials who knew him because he was world famous, but they wanted to paper him, that is to document him. And he said, no, I don't want to be within your framework. Your framework would make me kill. I want to be outside of it, and I want everyone to join me in that space, that vacuum, you could say, outside of the nation state. Well, he decided after a time and going to India and having met with a guru in southern India that he needed to take further action, not just renouncing his citizenship, but creating a government of, by, and for the people of the world, which is what happened in 1953 after about 750,000 people had registered as world citizens. He decided, well, with this mandate, we will create this government. And then in 1954, created the World Service Authority as its administrative branch, which is where I've been working for the past 22 years. And we have continued Gary's pledge to bring education about world citizenship to humanity and identification for everyone. And that was when he created in 1954 the World Passport.
In listening to you, it sounds like he was a fascinating guy, but it sounds like world citizenship is really sort of a state of mind more than something practical. I mean, countries exist in part because people in different parts of the world want to live a certain way, and not everybody around the world wants to live the same way or have the same laws. So is it more sort of a state of mind than a practical idea?
Well, certainly it is a state of mind. In a sense, you could say it's symbolic, but it's also practical and legal. When people ID themselves as a world citizen, they're saying to others and sometimes even to government officials, I am a human being. And if their rights are rejected at a border or if someone's refused to ID themselves first and foremost as a world citizen, they can contact our legal department, expose those violations and demand redress. And I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm not saying that and
but
accept
have you ever
the
succeeded
idea of
at
world
that?
Citizenship.
Has that ever what you just stated that it would give them certain rights and recognition, has it held up in court?
Oh, yeah. Well, for example, there was a case of an Algerian man living in the United Kingdom who beseeched us to assist. So we wrote this long brief about the suffering and persecution he had faced in Algeria. We sent it to the Queen, to the Prime Minister, the Ministry of Justice, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and they decided to reopen his case. What this does is allows the people to change their status or assist them when maybe they are finding no other assistance anywhere in the world.
David Gallup is president of the World Service Authority. It was founded by Gary Davis to help bring about world peace. Gary Davis passed away last week at the age of 91. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you.